Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is sounding the alarm about potential chaos with hundreds of candidates who deny the outcome of the 2020 election on the ballot. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Biden is making his closing arguments before the midterms, talking about threats to American democracy from within.
In a somber address delivered near the U.S. Capitol building, President Biden said democracy is on the ballot.
This year, I hope you'll make the future of our democracy an important part of your decision to vote and how you vote. I hope you'll ask a simple question of each candidate you might vote for. Will that person accept the legitimate will of the American people, of the people voting in his district or her district?
He called out former President Trump and said election lies and conspiracy theories have put election workers and elected officials at risk, generating a cycle of anger, hate, and even violence. Republican Party Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said Biden's speech demonized and smeared Americans. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve ordered up another supersized hike in interest rates today as it tries to curb stubbornly high inflation. But as NPR Scott Horsley explains, the central bank hinted that future rate hikes could be smaller.
This is the fourth time in a row the Federal Reserve has raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. By making it more expensive to borrow money, the Fed hopes to tamp down demand and bring soaring prices under control. While future rate hikes may be smaller, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell cautioned interest rates will ultimately have to climb even higher to bring inflation back down to its 2% target.
What I'm trying to do is make sure that our message is clear, which is that we think we have a ways to go. We have some ground to cover with interest rates before we get to that level of interest rates that we think is sufficiently restrictive.
Stocks tumbled on the prospect of even higher interest rates, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling more than 500 points. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Union leaders with the Allied Pilots Association have rejected a tentative deal with Fort Worth-based American Airlines. Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas reports.
According to a statement from the Allied Pilots Association, the tentative deal was rejected 15-5, with union leadership preferring a package with more money. The proposed two-year deal would have raised pay nearly 20%. The APA represents some 15,000 pilots with American Airlines, the world's largest carrier. This rejection follows overwhelming no votes from pilots on tentative deals with both United and Delta. Pilots for Southwest Airlines are also negotiating new contracts stalled during the pandemic. Just last month, airlines recorded booming third-quarter revenues, some at record levels. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
Stocks closed sharply lower today, the Dow down 505 points. This is NPR. On Tuesday, at a ceremony filled with politicians and stars, a Broadway theater was renamed for the late singer, actress, and activist Lena Horne. It was the first time a black woman has had a Broadway theater named in her honor. Jeff London reports.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul was there, as was Mayor Eric Adams.
What we are saying is that the great white way must have some chocolate on it also.
Many black Broadway stars showed up, too. Audra McDonald, LaShawns, and Vanessa Williams, who sang Lena Horne's signature song, Stormy Weather.
Don't know why.
The renaming of the theater where the musical Six is playing came about after a group named Black Theater United entered an agreement with theater owners to rename Broadway houses after black artists. In September, a theater was renamed in honor of actor James Earl Jones. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Known for its role in land speed record setting and as a backdrop for Hollywood, Bonneville's famous salt flats appear to be shrinking. The treeless prehistoric lake bed near the Utah-Nevada line being not only affected by racing, tourism, and climate change, but also apparently by a century of mining a potassium-based salt called potash. As a result of those activities, researchers say another study has now been launched as they seek a solution to the problem. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today after the Fed again upped interest rates, oil gaining $1.63 a barrel to settle at $90 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.